USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
33 large wildfires are burning across 5 U.S. states this hour. 20 blazes are burning in Alaska, 6 in New Mexico, 3 each in California, Arizona, and 1 in Texas. The multi-day heat wave that began in the Southwest has expanded to the central and southern United States and is now spreading to the Great Plains and then into the Mississippi Valley and southeast through midweek. Democrat Representative Sean Kasten's 17-year-old daughter, Gwen Kasten, died Monday morning. The Illinois Democrat's office said Gwen died inside the family's home in Downers Grove. No other details were given. The Rolling Stones canceled their concert in Amsterdam on Monday, just hours before it was due to start. Lead singer Mick Jagger tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ohio is giving teachers the green light to carry firearms in the classroom.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom. The law requires up to 24 hours of training and up to 8 hours of annual training. The trainings must be approved by the Ohio School Safety Center. Several of the Buckeye State's big city mayors, all Democrats, criticized the bill and faulted Republicans for not considering any gun control proposals. The measure was opposed by major law enforcement groups, gun control advocates, and the state's teachers union. Only a handful of police departments and school districts supported the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time. This all happened days after an in-person meeting with President Biden. He says he will follow public health guidelines for isolating. Trudeau claims the symptoms are mild because of the vaccine and booster shots he received. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find, like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Primaries are taking place today in Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Fox News went to Johns Island, South Carolina Tuesday morning and talked with Keith at a restaurant. Inflation is on his mind this election day.
If we don't get a hand on the inflation, it's going to affect everybody and everything they do, anything from work to driving to vacation to groceries to housing. So I think that's been one of our long-term problems, and I think it's even more severe now. Nancy Mace, I've already pre-voted. I think she is willing to reach across the aisle. I'm a pretty conservative guy, but I know we have to work with each party to get this done. I think she does it. I don't like those terms like rhino and things like that, and I just think that she has proven herself over the last 2 years, and she hasn't done everything I like, but overall she's done a good job.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik from New York asserted that Americans are more worried about skyrocketing inflation than the events of January 6. Representative Stefanik on One America News.
American people don't really care when they can't afford their grocery bills, when they can't afford to fill up their car with gas because the price of gas has doubled, when we potentially are facing food shortages because of the challenges with failed national security policy around the world and what's happening in Ukraine, which is because of Joe Biden's weakness on the global stage, I believe, but also, again, because of those increased costs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.